Welcome aboard, space travelers. Please lower your harness and keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times. Prepare for blast off.
Hello and welcome to another episode of that Disneyland Paris podcast with myself, Nick.
And myself, Paul.
How you doing, man? It's almost the end of summer. Can you believe it?
It is, I know. It's ridiculous. And we've managed to record this within a month.
That is true. That is true.
So we've got there this time.
Yeah. Yeah, we've actually, I mean, we're recording it. It's not released yet.
No. We've still got a week and a half until the end of the month.
That's crazy, isn't it? When you say it like that. Yeah. Because, as we record this, what is it? It's the 22nd.
And, yeah.
So we've got like a week. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be out that way. But, yeah, it's been a weird one. Summer's been weird, right? Because some days it's ridiculously hot.
Yeah.
And I've also had to go out wearing long sleeve tops.
Yeah, like today. Today it's got up to 23 here in the Midlands. Mm. And I'm sure it was about the same where you are.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went out for a walk at 6:30 and it rained on me.
Wow.
You just don't know what it's going to do. And we don't even need to talk about California because that Disneyland got a right batter in.
It did. Yes. Yeah, it did. It's one thing that we don't tend to get with our park here. I know what you mean. Like I'm going to I'm going to a wrestling show on the Sunday, and it's at Wembley Stadium, which, as you know, doesn't have a roof.
Well, it does. It just doesn't work.
Well, the stands have a roof, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sitting...
It has got a movable one, but it's not worked from the moment they opened it.
Yeah. And also, didn't it also not go all the way? Didn't it kind of go 3/4 over or something stupid like that? So, but my tickets are on the pitch. Like I'm sitting near ringside. Please don't get it twisted. I'm not sitting ringside. Ringside tickets for this thing, even today, I just had a quick gander, are still £1,500. My tickets cost much less than that. Much, much less than that. But the thing is, I'm on the pitch. That means if it rains, which as of recording, it's supposed to rain about 9:00 with an hour left to go of the show.
We've got a flood warning here in the Midlands from about 7:50 in the evening.
Oh my God. So that's all be coming down. So the thing is, so I've obviously kind of like, you know, I've got shorts, top to wear, blah, blah, blah. But I've also got a poncho. Because what am I, you know, what are you
if you haven't got a poncho when you're going to Disneyland Paris? We've had this discussion. I fell for that trick.
Did you?
Yeah. We had a whole episode named after it.
That is true, actually, yes. It's a question as well. I see it pop up in Facebook groups. There's two things I see pop up in Facebook groups all the time for Disneyland Paris at the moment. One is, can I buy ponchos? The second one is about those bloody trolleys.
Don't get me started on them in British theme parks.
Or just the theme parks in general.
Yeah.
Like the general consensus now in most Facebook groups that I'm in is that please don't take them, because as of right now they're not banned at Disneyland Paris. They're banned at the other Disney parks, but not banned there.
Yeah,
but people normally have some kind of horror story about, you know, and when I say horror story, I mean like, you know, got run over.
My foot got run over. Yeah,
one bumped into one. I heard someone fell into one. lands on a kid, you know, because they the people pushing it were pulling it weren't looking. Yeah, stuff like that. So please don't take them just because you are allowed them. Please don't. I appreciate it might be easier for you, but take a buggy. If you've got a child with additional needs, you've probably got a proper buggy for them anyway, but Disneyland Paris buggies are suitable for older children. In fact, yep. I'd say they're only suitable for older children. They're not really any good for babies at all, are they?
No. Yeah. No, they're truly not. But I can't imagine you would travel with a baby without a buggy.
No, no. I mean, yeah, we the last time we went, we discussed what we were going to do because traveling with one on the trains is not fun. But
no.
We also were aware of what the ones were like in Disneyland Paris that we could hire, and we're just like, you know what, we'll just do it.
Yeah,
we'll just take our buggy. But yeah, and the Disneyland Paris ones have hooks on as well. So if you want to, you know, put your shopping on there, you can do. It's not a problem. But those wagons are an absolute menace. But yeah, but the other one's ponchos. Can I buy ponchos? You could argue that Disneyland Paris was located where it was just purely to sell ponchos.
They make more money from ponchos than they do selling tickets.
I would love to know what the markup is on a poncho. Bearing in mind, if you go anywhere and buy like a cheap poncho, you're probably paying a couple of quid at best.
Yeah.
Absolute best. And that might be for two of them.
Yeah.
And I think they're about 10 euros.
Yeah. I'm
trying to think the last time I saw them advertised, but yeah.
Glorified bin bag.
It is. It is. Yes. I did, to be fair, the one that I bought one for this because I saw one that was almost like a trench coat.
Yeah.
So like it's really long. So I thought, yeah, if I'm going to have to take one, I'll take one that does that. Keep me as dry as possible. My God. Anyway, we are going to talk about more Disneyland Paris stuff because there's been a few, as we knew, there's been a few updates. I believe as well that Craig asked us to do an Eat It,
the yep.
Casa de Coco.
Yeah, it's not going to take very long.
It's not. I found a I would say correct menu, but I mean it's the same menu we looked at. It's just in a slightly easier to read format for me. So we'll do that as well. And we got, I think, quite an interesting question from a listener as well to cover as well. So shall we get the news out of the way first?
Yeah, I guess so. Do you want me to dive in?
Kick us off.
I'll do the smaller one that you brought to my attention this morning. The update on the restaurant, the Super Cafe, as it is known. I still think that's an awful name. But finally, Disneyland Paris has got with the Avengers game and are now selling shawarma. Woohoo!
It was always very weird, as you pointed out. Yeah. When it first started, because when it was Cafe the Chasseurs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Chasseurs, Chasseurs, whatever. And it was a burger place, but it was a diner. Like it was literally an American diner.
Yeah. It's basically one of those giant silver, like caravan diners.
But it was literally like they got it. They imported it from America. Like it was. And actually, they didn't even make it. They imported an American diner over to put into Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
And it was a burger place. And everyone got very upset when it got rebranded because it stopped being a burger place and it started doing sandwiches.
Yeah.
The sandwiches made no sense.
Yeah. Because, other than that they were New York style.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I guess that. But Avengers Campus isn't in New York, is it?
No. Well, it's meant to be in Paris.
Yeah, I had to say it like that because I thought, have I forgotten something that I should have remembered? No, but no,
the comic books specifically state that these are multiple different Avengers campuses throughout the world.
Yeah. So pastrami sandwiches, although as you said, a New York staple, have literally nothing to do with the Avengers or the Marvel franchise as a whole. Like, I've never heard them discuss a Reuben sandwich.
No, I think we can say they've talked about pizza, they've talked about tacos, and they've talked about shawarma. I can't remember any other food types being talked about.
Well, McDonald's apparently.
But well, that's not happened yet.
No, exactly.
Maybe that's what's going to happen when they start redoing Disney Village. They're going to move from McDonald's into Avengers Campus.
I still remember the first time I went to Disney World and they had the McDonald's little food stands.
Yeah.
That just sold chips. I don't think they sold anything else, did they? They just sold fries.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe they must have sold. Maybe they sold apple pies. Or something. I can't. But they definitely sold fries because I remember buying some from there. Yeah, maybe that's what they should do. But no, shawarma makes more sense. Although it was referenced. Well, it was referenced in the Avengers, but the end credit sting of that film was them actually eating said shawarma, right?
Yeah.
And nearly everyone who watches Marvel films watches the, even if it's only once, will watch the end credit bit so they'll know.
Yeah, and even you would think at that point everybody was taking in everything Marvel-wise that was put in front of them.
Back then,
I can't imagine many people that have seen the Avengers don't know the connection.
No, it's true. But it comes in varieties.
Yeah, we've got three varieties.
Yeah.
There is a third that's slightly different.
Okay.
So we've got the basic shawarma, which is pita bread, poultry veal MSC, lettuce, red onions, tomatoes, coriander, and a choice of sauce, either hummus or pepper caviar. At €11.
Forget you're in France sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
Epic caviar. Jesus Christ.
It's a spicy sauce. And then you've got the vegan version, which again is pita bread, and then it's plant-based MNC. And then the rest of it is exactly the same. That's €11 again. And then we do have the third version, which is the child version, which again is pretty much the same, except the sauce is Laughing Cow sauce. Good old Laughing Cow.
I just can't with the Laughing Cow. I know they've done a big...
Hey, at least it's not Nutella.
That's true. That is very true. Yes. Yeah, it could be much worse, I guess.
And we'll talk about Nutella again shortly.
Ooh. Yeah. So it's... I'm glad that they have done it. They've... you know, updated the menu. I'm a little bit surprised they've done it so soon because it only opened last summer. Well, no, yeah. It was last summer, wasn't it? It was June, wasn't it?
That yes.
It opened up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
On the hottest day of the year.
Yes.
Which we haven't had this year.
No, I guess, I don't know. We had a couple of really ridiculously hot days, but they were very few and far between. I mean, one thing I will say is, obviously, when I first stopped eating meat, I was trying to try lots of different things to see what kind of worked, what kind of didn't in terms of replacements. And one of our kind of go-to things is vegan shawarma.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. Here's something. MC.
Yep.
Is a culinary term, which is so easy for me to say, referring to a type of knife cut that means to thinly slice.
So, wafer thin.
Or wafer thin, which is what you want from a kebab.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, look, I mean, I'm really excited to try this. I mean, obviously, I don't know what brand of vegan shawarma they're going to use. I don't know what the shawarma is that they're going to give to the meat eaters. I mean, traditionally, it's cooked on a spit.
Yeah.
And thinly sliced that way. So it'll be interesting to see if that's what they're doing. Well, they should be, but, you know, who's to say? But I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, no, I didn't try it in California. I think it probably will be on my list the next time I go to either of these parks. Just for the novelty of it.
Yeah.
Say I H Warmer in Avengers Campus.
I'm surprised it's not a t-shirt.
Yeah, more than likely with a picture of Hulk on it, with his Professor Hulk. That's the sort of thing he'd do. Or I suppose Scott Lang as well would do that sort of thing.
True.
But yeah, I'm definitely interested in trying it.
Yeah. No, it sounds good. And I didn't try it at Reuben. I kind of wanted to. But when you're there for a few days, you're kind of like a bit stuck for time, aren't you? So you make your choices. And we decided to eat at Stark.
Likewise. Yeah. So did I.
You know, so I don't know. A sandwich, just sure, it's lovely, but you know, I think sometimes you just fancy something a bit more, don't you? But shawarma, all in for. So I'll happily try the plant-based option. You can try the regular option, and we can report back whenever we next get to try it out. Other news, I guess, is that we have, after saying it would be imminent, we have now had it confirmed that you can now buy annual passes.
Whoever you may be, you may buy an annual pass again.
That's right.
So it lasted all of about 6 weeks that they weren't on general sale.
And it's really weird because, you know, obviously they made this big song and dance, didn't they, about, you know, there's going to be limited numbers and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And maybe there is, maybe there's not. I don't know. But I almost wonder if it was kind of put out to put a bit of fear in people.
Yeah.
To buy them.
Yeah. And I think we can safely say that Disneyland Paris isn't in the same situation that, like, Disneyland is, where they had a lot of annual pass holders. I think in recent years, I think Disneyland Paris has probably dropped because of the lack of travel being available. I can't imagine they were as healthy in sales as they had been before the pandemic.
No. And when it reopened in California, they wasn't like a massive price hike, was there, on the annual passes?
No, they just reset them. Yeah,
but not in the same way that we've had it here.
So,
you know, when you've seen these announcements on Facebook groups about the annual pass, you know, when it was first opened for renewals and now it's open to the general public, a lot of people saying the same thing. I just don't see the value in it.
No.
So, yeah. But it's now open. So if you were on the fence, you can now buy one. You don't have to have had to just do a renewal. You can now just go and buy one if you so wish.
Yeah, and I can safely say the queues were not there on the first day.
They certainly were not, no. No, I also saw that as well. Anything else?
We've got, after what we talked about in the last one, the annual pass pop-up. So we now know where it is. It's going in the old pass holders building, where you used to be able to buy your passes. So that's no longer being used. That's being turned into this meet and greet. I'm just trying to find the dates. So it's going to be called Pop-Up Surprises. I think we talked about that previously.
And that was the first article, name for Pop-Up Pirate as well.
Yeah. that is the new one. But yeah, the article I'm looking at hasn't got it on. It's only got the name. I'm just trying to find the exact dates.
I know there was I did see that people were trying to reserve their slots and were not able to.
Yeah.
Which either means they've all gone or that the website has got problems, which I think is the more likely.
Yeah, that is more than likely. I'm quite sure. Why can't I find it? It's typical, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not on my normal go-to. So let me say it wasn't on DLP report, which is where I normally go. They've got an article, but they've not updated their news article since the 13th of August.
Yeah, this was in the last few days. I saw it on a Facebook group for sure. I mean, why are you trying to look for that? I mean, because we were speculating as to where it could be. And so we were close, because I think we were hinting or thinking of more the former Pizza Planet restaurant, which has also been unused for a much longer time. I think what's interesting with it going at the old Passport Bureau is that, you know, there were rumblings for a while that that was going to be a possible home for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yeah.
Which, if that's what they're doing there, well, then that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah. There we go. I have just found one from 12 hours ago. So it did sell out, according to this. Sold out in 12 hours.
Yeah, I'm not having that.
So
there must be very, very limited slots if it's sold out.
Yeah, so it's running from the 1st to the 24th of September. As I said, it's now called Disneyland Pass Corner, which is the former annual pass office. So it's a mandatory timed booking slot will be required and can be booked via the annual pass portal. One reservation is allowed per member for the entire period, so you can only do it once during that period. And the one reservation allows you to bring three annual pass or Disneyland pass members with you. You have to have a pass. You can't go in as a plus one if you haven't got an annual pass.
Right.
So it says it's open to all passes, so gold, silver, bronze, and the annual pass program as well, the Infinity Magic Pass, Magic Flex, and Discovery. And there is no Disney photographer. So you're Disney photo pass that you may have now purchased as part of the new package, you won't be able to use.
Unbelievable. That is an absolute disgrace. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense at all, does it?
I mean, when I had my Infinity, one of the reasons I got it was because you got your annual photo pass with it as well.
Mm.
And because of what I do in the parks, I don't get lots of photos.
No.
But I don't kind of mind, because I get the photos that I want, and you know, I was then able to download them and what have you, you know, and they're taken by a photographer or wide photos, whatever. But again, I think it's very hard to justify, unless you're someone that wants to have photos of you on every ride, which, if you're going for the first time, maybe you would. Do you know what I mean? But I don't think, you know, all the times that I would go, many of those times I wouldn't be trying to get the ride photos. Even with my photo pass, because I would already had myself on there. And, you know, one of the biggest complaints people have, especially compared to the other Disney parks, is the lack of photo pass photographers. So now you've set up something which is only available if you've got one of their really expensive annual passes, or you're still currently under the old model. You've all got to have one to have your photo taken, and then you can't have your photo taken because they're not going to be a bloody photographer.
Yeah.
Absolute insanity.
Yeah. It just doesn't... None of their kind of ways of working work together.
Also, that's a bit of a swizz, right? Because if you was an Infinity holder, I know they're getting rid of it now, but when you had the Infinity viewing areas, you didn't all have to have Infinity passes. Or annual passes, for that matter.
No.
So with this, everyone's got to have a pass. I think that's disgusting as well.
Yeah, they're pretty much trying to point you in the direction because they've stripped all the cheap tickets out of the annual passes. Yeah. They're pretty much trying to force everybody in your group to buy an annual pass.
With a character meet and greet.
Yeah.
That's poor.
Yeah. It's not really an addition, is it? In all honesty.
I mean, it is an addition. It's something they didn't do before. Is it something worthwhile? Not really. Look, no. I mean, you know, I know people that are obsessed with meet and greets, in having pictures taken with rare characters, right? And look, I have liked getting my picture taken with rarer characters, but I also wouldn't spend, you know, hours of my life trying to do so.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't get this at all. I don't get this. I think I can't see it lasting like that. And also, no. I want to know how many slots they had available.
Yeah, it couldn't have been many.
I reckon it was for a few hours a day.
Yeah.
It wasn't all day every day. Because there's no way.
It'll be a couple of hours in the afternoon, I bet you.
Yeah. And also as well, how many people are going to turn up and they're not going to have, people aren't going to, you know, because they haven't read everything properly or whatever. They're going to turn up and not everyone's got a pass.
Yeah.
I can see that happening as well. And knowing Disneyland Paris is like, I can almost guarantee they will turn around, they will turn away, someone will turn away pass holders with the old passes.
Yeah.
That's still valid because they're not.
As we saw previously, they couldn't get it to work.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Shall we have some more great news?
Yeah, go for it.
So I shared a video that Josh Damaro recently posted on what must have been the windiest day of the summer.
Yeah. In the middle of the so-called lake.
Yeah.
Where there wasn't one. There wasn't even a dip in the ground.
Oh, no. He's standing in front of water. I don't think it's the lake, though.
No, it's a big puddle.
he gave a special message about the expansion that they're currently working on for the park. But what came out of it is the wording that I picked up on and said to you, which is an attraction.
Yeah.
This will be the home of an attraction, not attractions and attraction. So that means we're getting one. You've already decided what it's going to be.
I don't think there's any doubt in it.
You think it's going to be Frozen Ever After?
Yep.
See, I'm still not convinced. I think it might be one of the what's the ride going into
it's Oaken.
Oaken Slays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which looks like a bit of a kind of tribute to the Matterhorn of sorts. So I think that's what it's gonna be. You think it's gonna be Frozen Ever After. One of us is probably gonna be right.
They're not gonna design a whole new attraction for Paris.
I don't think so. But
we can't even get ones that are already designed, let alone a new one.
That is very true. I mean, we got Ratatouille. My brother went on that actually when he was in Epcot. He messaged me and said, "Is it any different?" And because he's going to Paris in November, I said to him, "No, I wouldn't bother. Like, it's exactly the same ride." And he messaged me after getting off of it and said, "Oh, because we're with people that aren't coming to Disneyland Paris with us, we did it anyway." And he said, "I'm really surprised that there's so much French in the ride." I said, "Like, literally, it's a cut and paste job."
Yeah.
They didn't even re-record the audio for it. So, yes. Well, it's going to be one of the two. I think that's almost guaranteed. But it's disappointing that they're building this massive land and we're going to get one new attraction. Sounds a little bit like another land they just built recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, that seems to be the case with most lands at the moment.
Oh, I mean,
Galaxy's Edge got lucky and got two. when it should have been three.
But Avengers Campus got one.
Yeah.
And a do-over.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But no dates yet. Still have got no dates on it. I mean, if you see aerial shots, there's still a lot of work to do. I would imagine it's going to be at least 12 months away, if not 18.
Yeah. I can't see it opening until 2025.
Well, that kind of makes no sense, because that was a conversation we was having off air about something else. But yes.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, the Olympics next year, aren't they?
Yes.
So
it's not going to be open in time for that.
No, I think that was their aim. And they will blame COVID for not hitting that date. And possibly the hotel's taking a bit more. I mean, I don't know how it works. I mean, imagine they have separate teams to do this stuff, but I wonder if they were expecting more people to be available to work on Frozen, and they haven't because they've been stuck doing the hotel.
And then you've got the added addition of 2 months' time of Disney Village.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going into refurb as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So, yeah, disappointing. Disappointing.
$700 for about 700 euros for a building site.
Well, I'm almost not surprised right now.
But you get to meet a special character.
It's true. It's true. Yes. And it will be Magenta. Was that a name? No. What was the witch called in DuckTales? It wasn't Magenta. It was Majika? No.
No. Anyway. It's not Mr. Majika.
They'd have to exhume him.
Inspector Gadget.
Well, it was a Disney film.
Exactly.
What a bad film it was. Right. That's all I had for news. Did you have anything else?
No, that was pretty much it. Though this article from 2 days ago says the annual pass party should be taking place on the 29th of September.
That is the date I heard as well. But there's not been any details on that.
No, we're about a month away and they've not announced anything.
No. No, including that it's definitely that date. So I've seen that date floating around, but I've not seen anything concrete on that. So,
right, okay. I've just found out who the special character is.
Go on.
It's Tinkerbell.
Okay. How'd you find that out?
It's on a website that I was getting my information from. I've just scrolled down. It says Tinkerbell will be the first pop-up surprise character meet and greet at Disneyland Paris.
Well, you know what? It's a character that hasn't had a meet and greet in Disneyland Paris before, right?
No, she hasn't.
Although, did you see that picture of Rapunzel from the other day?
No.
Oh, my God. You know how sometimes we like say, how have they got this casting? She was orange.
Was it the Rapunzel of the Star-Lord category?
Debatable. But yeah, she was very, very orange.
Really
did not look like Rapunzel. I mean, look, I it's very hard to, you know, get actors and actresses to look exactly like the cartoon characters, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't on the body shape, full stop, because that's a bit of a Barbie situation. But facially, you know, they do try. But yeah, this Rapunzel, if you didn't know what Rapunzel wore or what her hair was like, you would look at that and think, who's that supposed to be? It was only because she was in the dress and with the hair that you were like, oh, it's Rapunzel.
Oh, dear.
Very not. But so hopefully they sort that out. I mean, as I said, because they've not really, I'm trying to think if they even had her at like one of the parties, but I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. I think other than parades, we've had Tinkerbell in parades before.
And don't get me wrong, if it had been that new technology of her in the glass jar,
yeah,
I might have been impressed.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Maybe it is, because it doesn't say. It just says the meet and greet is Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
That would if it was that...
I still wouldn't say it's worthwhile.
No.
Be cool.
Yeah, it's a bit better than what we've come to expect. If it was that, I don't think it will be.
No.
I'm quite sure it won't be. No. But, yeah. We shall see. I did have one other bit of news that I'd completely forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Royal Breakfast.
Has
been cancelled. Wow. From the 28th of September onwards, you will no longer be able to book the Princess Breakfast. And any bookings that had been made have now been cancelled. And it's lasted all of 3 months.
Well, this is something that did affect my brother and sister-in-law, because they had booked breakfast for their last day. And I had to text them while they're in Disney World to say, hey, apparently all bookings after this date are cancelled. I said, so you might want to see if you can swap it for lunch. They can't swap it for lunch because of when their train is, I believe.
Yeah.
Or their flight. I can't remember how they're getting there now. But that's what they're offering people. But again, even that's going to be a bit of a push because people would have booked for lunch already.
Yeah.
So not going to be able to squeeze everyone in there. And are they taking the dinners away as well?
It currently just says breakfast that's been done away with.
Hmm.
So possibly. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Well, the parts will be closing earlier, won't they? So
yeah.
I think dinner normally goes away and then anyway. So it's gonna be a real pain. And my sister-in-law said to me, do you know why? And I said, well, they haven't announced why. But it seems like such a weird decision to close it, because people obviously had bookings. Like, the way I first found out was people going, I've just had my booking cancelled.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, people had bookings and some people had bookings into December, I think, was the latest that I saw.
Yeah.
And they've started with the earliest first, just contacting people to say, your booking's cancelled. We're not doing this now. I think it's a weird thing because it's just money they're giving away.
Yeah.
By taking that away.
It was a strange one that they didn't bring it back to start with.
Mm.
And now they brought it back. It's lasted all of 3 months and it's closed again.
And the problem is with that place in general. I mean, look, I didn't have a great time with the breakfast because of the nature of the breakfast.
Yeah.
But the menu for lunch and dinner, it's not great for picky eaters at all. At least with breakfast, you could have fruit juice. There was some fruit. There was some pastries. There was some bread alongside, your actual breakfast itself. And there were things that, you might not want to eat all of the breakfast, but there would certainly probably be things that you would eat.
Yeah.
So it seemed to be a better option. When they asked me what one would I recommend, I said, well, personally, I think the breakfast is better, especially if you've got some fussy eaters. So, yeah, very, very strange that they've done that. I saw that they've started advertising the Halloween season.
Yeah.
As well.
Which
runs to the beginning of November?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
I've got that here. It's starting from the 1st. Of October. There we go. I'd got it.
Which is late.
Yeah, 1st of October to the 5th of November. So basically to fireworks night.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's in replacement of actual soirees this year.
Yeah. Yep. And apparently it's the first time anything's been released since the beginning of it, that doesn't include the 30th anniversary logo.
Right. because that will end a couple
ends
of
the day
days.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it does. It's the 30th of September, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they will replace one thing on the train station with another.
Mm.
Never see the train station without anything on it.
No, can't be naked. That'd be rude. I saw the cards got released in Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
What's it called? Lacana? No.
Yeah. I've got it sitting in front of me. What am I talking about? Lacana. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the, we were talking about this morning because I don't know what the, and funny enough, I was speaking to somebody who works at a game shop the other day who started selling it last Friday, same day that Disneyland Paris did, same day that Disney Store did. And he didn't tell me, or he didn't seem to know why the other stores aren't able to sell it until the 1st of September.
There's something to do with independent companies. Were given first dibs on it.
Okay.
I don't know why. My friend actually works for the Mirror, and she wrote an article about it. It actually popped up. Didn't know. It popped up on my my Apple News. And I went to read it, and I read the headline, and I read the byline, and then as I started to scroll, I went, "Hey, that's my friend's written that." So yeah, there is a reason they gave it to independent stores first. So Toy Master, despite being like a franchise, the stores that are within that franchise are all owned by the person that runs it.
It's like or like a co-op or something. You kind of like buy into it, and then you get their buying power whilst remaining your own shop. Yeah.
So yeah, I got mine from a Toy Master in Derby on release day.
Yeah, so, our local toy, at least one of our local Toy Masters started selling it last Friday. Yeah. My friend's game shop, they'd actually sold out on pre-orders.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot of the independent game stores don't have it. I found one in Nottingham that haven't got it. And it also just says unavailable now.
Yeah, it's interesting because my daughter's just started recently getting into the Pokemon card game. Yeah. She's not been that bothered by this release.
No, and I'm going to be honest, I haven't bought it as per the card game. I like the artwork on it.
Right.
So, but
they will be selling it in Disneyland Paris. They are selling it in Disneyland Paris, and they've also got some special folders as well, which I don't know if anywhere else is selling those yet, but they are.
No, I've got a Stitch folder. Come
on. So they are selling it elsewhere as well.
Yeah, and it's been absolute potluck as to what the stores have been given as well. Mm. The store that I went into didn't have individual packs.
They only had
they had the gift pack, which is what I bought, which was about £30. And then they had the starter sets. There was three different starter sets at £18. And the folder was the same price. It was 18. And then they had like sleeves and card decks as well in there, but they didn't have the booster packs.
Okay.
So it just depended on what they were given.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I think they selling single packs and the boosters and the gift packs, but it was quite limited numbers. I imagine once they get more, when the big box stores get their chance to sell, I guess that they'll be a lot more plentiful than they are.
I would imagine so, yeah. And this is just the first wave as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but no, I like the look of them.
Yeah.
I probably will pick some up. Possibly when my daughter sees them in real life, she'll feel a bit differently about them. That I was trying to find actually. They've announced the closing of Believe. No,
yes.
What's it called? It's called Believe, isn't it?
I've just seen that as well. Where is it?
I hadn't seen it. I hadn't seen it just now, but I saw it the other day that it's going down.
Disney Delight and Dream and Shine Brighter are the two shows that finish with the grand finale.
Yep.
That's all it says on that article. No, can't say anything else.
Well, I'm assuming that they'll be replaced with something for Halloween.
You would assume
probably
so.
Probably normally Halloween parade that they do.
Yeah. And you normally get a stage show as well, don't you?
Yes.
Which is currently being used. It's Princess Week at the moment.
It is. It's not just Princess Week. It's World Princess Week.
Yeah.
To give it its full title.
Yes. So special princess moments with Moana, Tiana, and Merida on the castle stage at the moment.
Yes. That's only for this week.
Yeah. And then I would imagine they'll start to get prepped for Halloween.
Yes, what usually happens. I wonder if they'll still do it. Well, I guess they'll have to start doing the decorating before.
Yeah, that weekend was always race weekend was always the weekend that they put that started to put the decorations out. Even before race weekend, they used to do it.
Mm.
So I can't see that that's going to change.
No, you're probably right. Okay. I think that's it for news.
Yeah.
I did see that Newport Bay have got a collection in.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Individual stuff for each hotel.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said Newport Bay have got a collection.
Yeah. New York's got a collection, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, to be fair, like in the past, the hotels had their own pin badges.
Yeah.
They might have a t-shirt or something, but this is more extensive. There's various, shirts, polo shirts, a Mickey statue with a ship's wheel.
Have they got a sailor's hat?
Not that I've seen. That sounded really sinister for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, it's good. It's good that they're doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got two things left to do. We've got Eat It. And we've also got a question from a listener. Which one do you want to do next?
Let's do Eat It because it's not going to take very long.
Okay, so last month did see, in fact, wasn't it just a few days after we recorded the last episode, it opened officially?
Yeah, it was pretty much that same week.
Wasn't it like the Saturday or something it opened? We recorded like Thursday, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yes, so we got a new restaurant of sorts. I mean, is it a new restaurant? Is it really just a re-theme?
It's just a re-theme.
But yes, Future Del Oro, my favorite place to eat in the park, is now Casa de Coco.
Yeah.
Now themes to the movie Coco.
Yes.
And
as it kind of was before it was closed.
Yeah. I can't argue with that, actually. That's pretty much it, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So, yes, it's now reopened with an official thing. And, we're going to do Eat It. Now, we must have done Eat It on here before, surely.
Yeah, I think we possibly done a couple, but nothing.
We definitely did, because I remember we did one about Captain Jack's.
Yes, we did, because we kept saying we were going to go.
Yeah.
And we never did.
No. So Craig specifically asked us to do this because it was somewhere new opened up. So we will.
And now he's going to be really disappointed that he asked us to.
I don't know. It's content, I guess. So yeah, I mean, this is a quick service restaurant. So, I mean, you haven't got an extensive menu.
It never this is a Paris massive. Quick service.
Yeah. We never had a massively extensive menu anyway, but...
No.
Go. What would you be ordering if you was eating here right now?
Right. So it doesn't really have starters and mains. It's kind of mains and sides.
Yeah.
So there's only one thing I can really start with, and that's the Doritos with melted cheddar sauce as my side, I suppose. And I have to say, which is €6, I should point out. And then I'm going to go with the chicken burrito, which is chicken, rice, grated cheddar, guacamole, tomato, onion, and cilantro. And that's €12. And then my dessert, there's literally, unless you want ice cream, which you can get everywhere else, there's kind of two desserts. I'm actually going to be very weird, and I'm going with the tapioca. A vareen of tapioca pearls with dulce leche coulis for my dessert, which is €4. And again, there's really not a lot of choice drink-wise. They've got a couple of beers, draft beers at that as well. But I'm actually going to go for the strawberry-flavoured slush. It's not strawberry slush, it's strawberry-flavoured slush.
It always worries me. I remember picking up some ice cream once, and I was like, oh, that's good, some chocolate ice cream. And I was like, chocolate flavour ice cream?
Yeah, it's got no chocolate in it.
Yeah, can't be doing that. Lots of brown food colouring.
No.
Or is it?
With that, you've got two choices. You've either got the small cup at €3.50 or a large cup, the Grand Gobelet, at €6. Can also get a refill on that for €6 as well.
What a bargain.
Yeah.
What a think of it. Think of it. What a bargain that is. That costs you €6 for a large cup, and you can get a refill for €6.
Yeah.
This is like there was a sign at the Emirates, the Arsenal ground.
Yeah.
And it was like pint of lager, I can't remember, but it might have been Budweiser or something, like pint of Bud £6.50 or four £26. It's like, hang on a second. That's the same. Yeah,
same price.
Yeah. Not exactly a discount. I have seen, I mean, at least for now, obviously this is the current menu, so this will be changed. But they have a 30th anniversary tumbler.
Yes.
For €13. Or €14 if you want it with a drink in it.
Yeah. With that slush in it.
Yes.
So then you can get your €6 refill.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a bit more sense now.
Yeah, but then that's not. It's not put in there with that, is it?
No. I was really struggling to understand what was going on. Okay, so I used to like Pizza Aura because of the fact that it had one of the few at that time, one of the few vegetarian options, which was a vegetarian burrito, which they've still got now. So good for me. I always like the food here. So as long as the food hasn't changed, which, I mean, to be fair, doesn't look like it has. The vegan burrito has a vegan chili, rice, guacamole, tomato, onion, and cilantro, or as we call it, coriander.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember what we call it.
Which is weird, because the last menu we looked at actually said coriander.
Yes. I used to call coriander the devil's lettuce until I realized that the devil's lettuce actually means something else, which I wouldn't mind being in my burrito, but it's definitely not the same as that. So I would go for the vegan burrito. Just to be different, I would have gone for the Doritos as well. I would go for the Ziggy fries. I do quite like a crinkle cut fry.
I want an answer on this. How come the salad's vegetarian?
Mm.
What's the difference between the two?
What, between vegetarian and a vegan?
No, what's the difference between the vegetarian salad and the side salad?
Yeah.
Other than it's bigger.
I would...
Surely they both are.
Well, so I think it's got to be something to do with a dressing.
Yeah, it must be.
That's all I can think of. Because you look at the ingredients of the vegetarian salad.
Yeah.
And it's red beans, chickpeas, avocado, pineapple, red onions, black olives, corn, peppers, tomatoes, and not the devil's lettuce. And it looks quite dry. But I'm guessing there must be something in there. I mean, none of those ingredients are... all of those ingredients are vegan. So it's got to be something else. And also, the side salad. I know they normally serve their salads with dressing. They don't normally put the dressing on the salad. So that's a bit weird. Unless that salad comes dressed, pre-dressed, then I don't know why that wouldn't be vegan either.
No.
That's strange. Also interesting that Ziggy Fries and the Doritos are not listed as vegetarian or vegan.
No. So
what are they being cooked with? That's the question. I would go for Ziggy Fries. I don't know what sauce, though. You get a choice of sauce. You get salsa, barbecue, mayonnaise, or ketchup. Obviously, ketchup's the most boring out of those. It would probably be the barbecue or the salsa. I'd probably lean towards the salsa just as it's something a bit more different. You can also get mini baby bells.
Yeah.
I won't be getting that. For dessert, I would be having the Nutella churros.
There we go.
Churros with what looks to be a drizzle on one part with some Nutella.
Yeah.
I won't lie, they do look slightly disappointing, but I like a churro. So give that a go. They also sell the Mickey ice cream bar.
Yes.
Becoming more prominent in the parts.
Again, it's just vanilla flavor.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit boring, isn't it? Now, despite the fact that I saw a picture of one the other day and it looked shocking, I would be going for the frozen margarita.
Yeah.
So do like a margarita. As I said, that one that I saw the other day looked particularly neon green. I'd give that a go, I think. Although I'm a bit disappointed they've only got one flavour slush.
Yeah.
Just strawberry. Very strange. The menu, it looks fine. I mean, for kids, if you want to talk about kids' menu, there's a small beef burrito or there's chicken strips.
Chicken strips look like chicken nuggets.
They don't even look like chicken. They look like chicken popcorn.
Yeah. With laughing cow sauce.
With laughing cow sauce. As you kind of mentioned, you've got various magnums. You've got the chocolate caramel and popcorn flavor one. Yep, me neither.
Yeah.
White chocolate mango coconut, caramel and hazelnut flavor Cornetto. The aforementioned Mickey ice cream bar, the Haribo push-up. Never understood Haribo having an ice cream.
No.
Seems like a
push up always sounds like it should be something else.
That is very true. Or a red berry Solero. Soft drinks is your usual standard soft drinks that you can get. You can also get some fruit juices or some water or your 1664.
Yeah.
As you said. So, yes, they do a kids menu, but only if you're a meat eater.
Yeah.
It's quite weird. There's not even like one salad or, you know, why is there not like a small salad vegetarian
or
something? Strange, but there you go. So, it never had a huge menu. They have taken stuff away though. They don't do tacos anymore, which is a shame. But I would still go and eat there.
Yeah.
And I will be going to eat there when I go back. Because at least it should be open all the time now.
Let's hope so.
You know, now it's a rare thing.
But you never know. Because they close restaurants randomly.
That is also true. That is also true. Right. So to round off this episode, we got a message from Kieran Gibbons, who has been a listener for a long time. I can't remember when I first encountered Kieran, but it was quite a while ago. I don't even know if he listens to any of our other podcasts, you know. He only used to comment on the Disneyland Paris ones. Which makes me feel good, because it's the only one I do now. But he asked a question, which I think we've possibly touched on a little bit before, but probably not fully. So he said about, you know, talking about what to do when the parks are closed. He suggested it's an episode. I don't think you get an episode out of it. We can definitely talk about it for quite a bit of time here. And funny enough, in the book that will never get published that I'm sitting on right now, I did write a chapter. Well, I've still got it. Guess what I called it?
Night Fever?
No, close. Actually, not close at all. At Disneyland Paris After Dark, of course. What else would I call it? I had to get the podcast tie in there. And it was, you know, that the whole chapter is about things that you can do once the park's closed. Because, you know, if you're there now, why are you listening to this podcast? If you're there in the summer, anywhere from like beginning of June or the end of May onwards, the parks can close quite late. But in the winter you get the opposite. You know, those parks will sometimes close at 7 o'clock. Which means, you know, if the parks close at, you know, 11, then you're probably gonna be tired by that point and want to go like back to your hotel room and conk out. But if it closes at 7, well, that's, you know, another 4 hours or so that you would have spent in the parks possibly. You got some free time. So what do you do with your time? So do you want to start with some things you might think?
Yeah, certainly for this time of the year, I don't think you can go far wrong with the sports bar. Smack bang in the middle of the Disney Village. It has got indoor seating, but at this time of the year, you're certainly better off sitting outside. They do food, only like bar meals, like you'd expect. But during the summer, if you sit outside, there's an area, so people might know the toilets in the middle of Disney Village. They have a giant screen that shows live sport, which for anybody that's a sports fan, it's great. It's been my go-to during race weekends, because by then the football season started. So there's normally probably a French game being played, or even an international game I've come across on there when I've been there at a certain time of the year. You can always get some good sport up on there. So that's my first recommendation. If you're a sports fan, the sports bar is a great little spot.
Yeah, I think you're right about this time of year. I mean, that where the screen is, that's actually a covered up area.
Yeah.
As well. And they would normally stick seats there if it gets particularly busy. So that's somewhere that's quite nice to chill out, because, you know, if there was just like a little bit of rain or something, then you'd be covered up from that as well while still being exposed.
Yeah.
To the weather where it's still warm. So yeah, that's a good first pick, actually. I like the ambience of Billy Bob's.
Yeah.
And LaGrange. So LaGrange is the restaurant upstairs. It's a buffet restaurant, Tex-Mex style. It's not just Tex-Mex, but that's a lot of what the food is. But there's all kind of things, you know, ribs, burgers and rice and chili and nuggets, if I remember correctly. Then I might do some pizza up there. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've been up there. But that's pretty good. But that's a restaurant upstairs. And then downstairs is a saloon bar, where most nights they have music every night. But some nights, especially Fridays, Saturdays, I think Sundays as well, they normally have live music as well. And they do things like line dancing in there. And it gets a bit rowdy, but not aggressively rowdy, just like a fun, good time rowdy. So if you know want somewhere to be a bit busy, then that's not a bad place. So you can go and have a meal upstairs and then work your way down to the bar, or just go in there for some drinks.
Yeah. Another great shout for that one. So my second one, and this is for me, it's any time of the year, but I would specifically say it's great for the cooler months. And that is the Redwood Bar and Lounge at Sequoia Lodge. It's great place. It's not loud, can be busy, but I've never found it to be overly loud. It's a great place to relax. You have the burning fire in there, which is great for the winter months.
Yep.
And great drinks and just a great ambience, I think.
Yeah. No, I think of all the hotel bars, it's the nicest.
Yeah.
It's the nicest. I mean, that said, I've not been to the Manhattan Lounge.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, also looks great, and that would be another pick for me to go to, just because the cocktail menu looks great. The views of New York City are amazing from those windows.
Yeah.
You never know who you're going to see.
Really are. If you think you're seeing thousands of miles away, it's...
It looks crystal clear. But yeah, I mean, in terms of somewhere that just feels cozy and nice, I don't think you can pick a better,
no,
better bar than that one. So, yeah, definitely worth. And I mean, you don't have to be staying there to go. That's the
thing. No, anybody can go in there.
Yeah. So you will have to go through security.
Yeah.
You've got a bag, but otherwise you can just go straight in. And we went last time when me and Craig went. We went in there on a Tuesday afternoon, and it was during the World Cup, so there was a game on. We didn't go in there for that reason; it just happened to be a game on that we was able to watch on one of their big screens, and it was just nice and chilled out. And yeah, like that's a traditional bar. They do cocktails as well, but I'd say it's got more of a bar feel than somewhere like the Manhattan Lounge. But yeah, I think those two are probably the best hotel bars.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Though I can't say I've ever, when I stayed at the Newport Bay, their bar was still being rebuilt, so I've never actually drunk in there, so I don't know what that's like, but I can't imagine it's going to be nicer than those two.
No, I've never drank in, but I've been in the one at Santa Fe, and I can't remember what it's called now. That's annoying.
But, Rio Grande?
Possibly. You know, it looked fine. It just didn't look as homely or as vibrant as the other ones that we've mentioned.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the Cheyenne one is called, but yeah, similar. It's fine.
Yeah.
But
Red Garter is Cheyenne.
And the Red Garter Saloon, yeah. But yeah, it's fine. But yeah, I went there because we were staying there.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have gone out of my way to go there, but I would have gone out of my way to go to Sequoia Lodge.
Yeah.
And as you say, when you go there in the winter and they've got the big fire burning, it just feels lovely and cozy.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
It's a nice place to go. What else?
So my next one. So for our British listeners, if they want a taste of home, the Royal Pub would be another option. I would say it's probably more of a restaurant than a bar. But I also think it gives you a good option if you want some home comforts as such, because it isn't a particularly British menu in many ways.
Yeah.
But I do think that is a good option of an evening.
Yeah.
If you want that sort of ambiance.
Yeah, again, sorry, we met Darren, actually. Well, when it was still King Ludwig's.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's obviously not changed that much inside. But yeah, you had like a proper bar at the front as you go in. And then you kind of went through to where it was more like a restaurant kind of setting. But I think you can go in and have drinks in there as well. But yeah, it's quite cool. They had a few TVs on in the bar with some of the World Cup on. So yeah. Not, you know, there are places you can go to where I'm sure there's no football at all, but it's probably not gonna be many. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
And also it was never too loud. Like everywhere that it was on, it wasn't like booming through the speakers. It was loud enough that you could hear it, but yeah, not to the point that it was distracting, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, well, that would be at the sports bar because it's obviously going to be broadcast outside. One that I would have recommended, but obviously it's hard to right now because it doesn't exist right now, is the Fantasia. What was it called?
Cafe Fantasia.
Well, I was thinking that. I was like thinking it can't have been called that. Maybe it was.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, because I'm sure it's still on the list.
Okay. Well, that's positive, because that probably means it's coming back. But yeah, I mean, the Disneyland Hotel was always a good place to go to for a drink. It was originally one of the few places you had to go to get a Glotini.
Yes, it was.
Now you can get a Glotini pretty much, you know, nearly everywhere has a version of a Glotini.
Yeah.
So it's not special anymore. But
there's not many places you can get a Glotini and be serenaded by a piano.
Well, this is it. Exactly. They would always, or very, very often, have a pianist in there. And it was just a nice chill back vibe.
And not just when we were in there.
And not just when we were in there.
But we said pianist.
That's why Craig's not allowed in there anymore. But yeah, so that was on the... was it the first floor? I'm trying to think now. Or second floor? It was in the Disneyland Hotel. And I'd be very surprised. I mean, it's going to open with a lounge.
Yeah.
They all have a lounge. It's going to have a lounge. Whether it's,
and the fact it's still on the website, I can't imagine they're going to be changing it that much.
Well, the theme's not changing all that much, is it?
No.
So, yeah, you would think that it'll probably be the same. So, yeah, that is a really good place to go to, I think. Yeah, if you're doing that.
Yep.
Anything else from you?
Yeah, the last one I was going to mention is just if you want a very normal situation, Starbucks is always good for a little coffee break, even of an evening. You might want a hot drink before you go to bed. As long as they're open. No, they don't do Horlicks, but you can have a chai tea. That's always good for going to bed. But yeah, they have some meals. Of course, you've got them in a couple of the hotels as well. Not quite as luxurious as the one in the Village. I would always say the one in the Village is probably the best of the three, but probably the busiest of the three.
Oh, it's, yeah. I mean, if you go over morning, it's ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
they are queuing down the Village to get into Starbucks in the morning.
But there is plenty of seating inside and out.
Yep.
So that's a great spot for just a chill out after a busy day at the parks, I would say.
Yeah. I think my last one, controversially, would apply more if you're not staying on site, but is so near that it's very doable. And that's taking a trip to Valda Europe.
Yeah.
It's one stop on the train if you want to take the RER. I think it's about 180 return or something. Can't remember what we paid last time. I mean, it's not very expensive anyway. It's literally the next station up from Marneval. And Valda Europe has a big shopping centre, which is normally open till about 10, I think. And most of the places are open till it closes. There's a big food court, which has a range of restaurants as well as kind of like takeaway places that you can go to, and they've all different kinds of food up there as well. You know, you've got Mexican pizza, American food, Chinese food. So you've got like a big variety there. But even outside the shopping center, in the actual like main kind of hub, there's all manner of restaurants and bars that you can go to. We were obviously staying off-site last time that we were there, and our hotel was probably about a 5-minute walk from Valda Europe, like the main center of Valda Europe. And we went and had a drink in the Elise, the bar at the Elise, which is the hotel directly facing the main entrance to the shopping center, or one of the main entrances to the shopping center, on the corner just by the station. And it's a hotel that I've stayed in before. We weren't staying there this time, but we just went to the hotel bar, and there's covered up seating outside that's got like kind of like plastic sheeting over, so if it rains you're protected from it. And they've, you know, got a fully stocked bar there, but there was other bars and pubs around the area as well, so you had plenty of options and plenty of food options outside as well. We had there's a nice burger place there. I did all different types of burgers, like obviously your traditional meat ones, down to vegan ones, halloumi burgers, and even salmon burgers. That was just you know, a minute walk from the shopping center, so there's plenty of options, and it's just nice to go and explore the local area.
Yeah.
So you can get a bus there as well. There's a bus that goes directly from outside the train station, or if you're brave, it's about a 20-minute walk. And a pretty easy walk, actually, as well. And I think the majority of the time that we were there, we walked. I'm trying to think when we got the train, actually. Might have just been once or twice we got the train. Most of the times we actually walked from Valda Europe, because it was only a 20-minute walk into the village. But, yeah, so that's another option as well. So lots of stuff to do around there. Yeah, if you're staying at Disney Hotel, you know, the bars are generally pretty good, but I think the two that we've highlighted are probably the best ones.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the only thing that's a bit of a shame is the entertainment offerings in the hotel rooms aren't great, are they? You know, unless you take your own devices, there's not much on the TVs to watch or anything.
No, that is one of the bugbears, I suppose, that you think that they, and we've seen it integrated in the other parks, that you can connect to Disney Plus quite easily and stuff like that, whereas this, they still haven't kind of upgraded a lot of that stuff at Disneyland Paris yet.
I think the New York you can.
Which makes sense, and I would imagine the Disneyland will be the same then when that reopens.
Yeah, I'm sure you can bring like a Fire Stick or something. Sure, I read that. Or there was an Apple TV. But yeah, I mean, but in general, that's the only thing. So I would say, I mean, we used to, it goes back to when we were, how long ago we were going, but I used to take my PSP with me, because I had a number of films on those weird discs that the PSP used to use. Just so we knew that we had stuff to watch when we got back to the hotel, just, you know, if there was, in case there was nothing on the TV, or, you know, we just fancied watching something. So yeah, you know, you might want to, you know, take an iPad, or, you know, check to see if you can, depending on where you're staying, if there's any connections for you to connect up a Fire Stick or something like that, if you want to watch stuff like that. Just remember, if you are using Netflix or something like that in France, that you'll have the local French version of Netflix. It will still play in English, but there will be, you know, potentially things that are on that aren't on the UK one, and vice versa. So I'm guessing the same with Disney Plus, actually.
I would assume so.
I think the European ones are pretty similar.
Yeah.
Just the US ones that seem to have a bit of a different selection. But yeah, I think that's some good suggestions.
Yeah.
Hopefully definitely. That's a good suggestions. If we've missed something obvious, or if you've got your own suggestions that you want to let us know about, and we can talk about those on the next show, then get in contact with us the usual ways on the Facebook group, emails, which reminds me, I haven't checked the email for about 3 months, but it gives me a reason to now.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the social medias as well. But yeah, I think there's some fun stuff to do.
Definitely. You're not going to be bored.
No, we didn't even talk about food. I mean, just quickly, we'll stick to the village, but yeah. where are you going to eat?
Earl of Sandwich.
Oh.
Because they stay open late.
It's true. Yeah, they are open till, I think, about 11, aren't they? Last time we were there, Five Guys was open till about 11. I think Five Guys might be open till 12. I think McDonald's open till 11. I think we just missed McDonald's being open. I remember we went round to Five Guys to get some chips because I was a bit drunk. Hope Darren didn't notice. But I'd not eaten. That's my excuse. Yeah, so that's open quite late. Vapiano's is a go-to for me.
Yeah.
Always a good place to go to get some food. And it'll be interesting to see what we get next, won't it? I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine the new replacement for Cafe Mickey's might be a bit of a later opener.
It's weird, isn't it?
In the way it is.
Yeah, it's weird because if you go to Spain, you know, restaurants traditionally open much later.
Yeah.
And I know it's a slightly different climate, but it's weird that they're so close to each other. And yet France can be a bit early with their closing of things. Well, Spain will be serving you food to midnight and beyond if they're so obliged. Yeah. But actually saying that, that was one thing Planet Hollywood always used to do. That always used to open late, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they were a later one. The neon sign always used to burn bright late into the night.
Yeah, I hope we get something of a similar kind of value.
Yeah.
In that regard, you know, a guitar that's burning your irises would be quite nice to see. I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not even a big fan, but I know that people love it. So
yeah,
I'd be happy to see that.
I'm going to be honest. I want to see a Disney concept. I want Disney Springs style stuff in there.
Well, I think that's one of the problems, isn't it? Is that they've just kind of abandoned.
Yeah.
I mean, even with Disney Springs opening, what did we get? We got Jock Lindsay's.
Yeah.
What else did we get?
Boathouse.
Boathouse was there before Springs, though, wasn't it?
No. That was a new one when they opened. The one that was there was the Crab House.
Oh, yeah. Was it Fulton's or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been changed 3 or 4 times since I've been going to Disney.
Right. Yeah, so I was getting confused with, yeah.
We got the NBA experience.
They do like to play a lot of NBA games in France, actually.
Yeah.
They're going back there next year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Bulls and Pistons, I think.
Don't really know what to say to that.
Bulls and Pistons.
This sounds like an album Craig would release. Don't know why. Just does.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll find out soon enough, I'm sure.
Not soon enough. I want to know now. I want to start, you know, this is going to start when, did you say?
Before the end of the year, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, I can't remember if it was November or December, but I would love to actually start getting some news coming through about what we're going to get.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a good 2 or 3 years. Knowing at the rate that they work at before it really starts taking shape.
Hmm.
I mean, obviously, I know the bistro replacing Cafe Mickey is under construction now.
Yeah.
And that will be open first because that's already existing and whatnot. And they've started it. But yeah, it's how long it's going to take to do all the other stuff. That's the thing. But do you think we're going to get a new neon sign at the front?
Probably not. Unless they change the name. Yeah. Then I doubt it.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to change the name.
They've had it as Disney Village for a long time now, haven't they?
Maybe they might upgrade it. It might become a town.
Not like Disney Town.
Yeah, it's not going to be Disney City. It's not big enough.
No.
Maybe town. Yeah. Now with the expansion, I suppose they've added McDonald's to it. Since they named it, so.
It's funny. Like, Festival Disney didn't really make much sense.
No.
Disney Village kind of made a bit more sense.
Yeah, and the only festival bit about it was there were some balloons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it didn't make a whole lot more sense. But, I quite like Disney Village as a name.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with a bit of rebranding, especially if you're trying to get people to see it as something new.
It still looks very 90s.
As it stands.
Yeah.
But I think it will look more like Disney Springs. Shopping part of Disney Springs, but I still think it'll look more like Disney Springs than it currently does. As you say, it's very much stuck in the 90s. I love the fact that it's so 90s, but at the same time, it does need a refresh.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it. As I said, I just want to know what we're going to get. I want to stop the guessing and actually start reporting on the news again. That's what I want.
Definitely.
Well, that was August.
Yeah.
That was August. Thank you very much, dear listener, for downloading and listening to this. We'll be back in September.
Yeah.
With some more. And also, if you want to be like Kieran, if you've got any suggestions or things that you want us to talk about, then please leave us a message. I mean, Kieran just posted that on the Facebook group. And I managed to remember to save it so we could talk about it.
I'd forgotten about it, even though you sent it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing now. We have our own chat group just for this podcast.
Yeah.
And so I would have forgotten about it, but I knew I had to go back and scroll through what we've been talking about. And I was like,
yeah,
yes, we do have to talk about this. So, yes, we've got a not completely foolproof, but a kind of more foolproof way of trying to remember what to talk about.
Yeah.
And hey, it kind of worked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and then we find more stuff when we're looking for information about what we've already talked about.
Hey, we could be the first podcast to talk about Tinkerbell.
Being
a meet and greet. So there you go. But yes, thank you very much for downloading this, listening to this. Of course, if you want to hear P-Dubs talk some more,
you're talk far too much.
Far too many podcasts. You're the new me.
About seven.
do you wanna plug some of those?
Oh well, I'll plug the theme park ones. We've got Diz After Dark as usual. I'm Craig's co-host on Universal After Dark, as well as Halloween Adventure. That's After Dark's Halloween Adventure, and we've just launched Disneyland After Dark. The pilot episode is in your usual places, as well as on YouTube. We went video. So that's going to be going forward once Craig, for those of you that don't know, Craig's in Orlando at the moment. But once he's back in September, we will be launching that as a full show.
Yeah. Well, I've already watched the first episode.
Yeah. Where I disappeared into the dark.
Well, as you know, Well, I don't know, maybe you don't, but I've been experimenting on YouTube with my green screen, and yeah, it's the one thing I've learned so far is using a green screen is a pain in the ass. When it works, it's great, but you need to have the lighting set up right, otherwise it doesn't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like you found,
yeah,
you disappear into it. Although I'm assuming you were using a virtual one, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, but the problem was I started the show and the sun was still in the sky. And then by the end of the show, the sun had gone down and had disappeared behind another house. So I slowly disappeared, but I have got a light now. So I am going to be lit properly from now on.
Yeah, I recorded, I was doing a movie news show, which I'm stopping now already. I was trying to get the lighting right on the green screen, and I spent more time getting the lighting right. It took me about 30 minutes to record the video, probably about 45 minutes to an hour to sort the lighting out.
No. Yeah.
hate it. But yeah, fun times. But yeah, so we will be back in September with another episode of this podcast.
Au revoir.
Podcast is a That Production and part of the After Dark Podcast Network.